Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Showers. 68 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees.
W8RQY NABDF.
Good morning. I'm just checking in and checking out. I've had a rough couple of days, and I haven't slept much in the last couple of days. And I'm not going to be good company on the radio. I'll get through it. Anxiety issues that I have. But just let everybody know I'm okay. If you don't hear me on the radio for a few days, you'll know why. So everybody have a wonderful day, despite some of the weather. The wind is picking up a little bit already. Just everybody be blessed. Everybody take care. W8RCY. All right, Donald, well, take a nap if you can. And I completely forgot to call you yesterday. It was a crazy day. So when I get to the office, I can either try to give you a buzz or shoot you a text. So I want to make sure you get situated. Or if you have a second, you can ask me now. It was a computer issue I had before the problem happened. And, you know, you refurbished the unit. And I was just wondering, I wanted to refurbish the unit, why I couldn't do something. That's all, maybe that. But, I mean, it's, you know, here or there. It's not that important. It's just something I'm sure I can do. I can do it on my phones. I can do it on my tablets. I just can't do it on the laptop. I don't know if it's a Google thing or a Microsoft, but right now I'm just not in the mood to really go over that with all the other things that are crashing around me this year. It's been a rough year. And, you know, just when you think 1 month comes and goes, next month will be better, but it's not. Something else comes up, so. Yeah, maybe May will be my month. Who knows? I don't want to talk about it over the radio, but, yeah. So if you guys don't hear me on the radio, you'll know why, but, you know, I'll be all right. Survive 68 years, I can survive another month. W-A-R-C-Y. We're signing out. Thank you. think so.
All right, Donald. Well, take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon. NADDF.
That is so weird. I know, right? How weird was it? Hold on, it's something going on over on the VHF side. I'm over there now. How are you doing?
Good morning, 0800 hours, mostly sunny, 72 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, mostly sunny, 73 degrees. Updated weather, wind advisory.
KE8VSI, KE8VSI. Great, you copy? Good morning, are you there? KZ8.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny, 77 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy, 78 degrees.
Are you enjoying the wind? Yes, he does.
It is a bit breezy out there. I noticed my little sunflower thing was getting 100 miles an hour, so I think we got wind advice. But I heard that too. So there's some possibility of thunderstorms this afternoon, but I didn't hear how great. Yeah, Yeah, my antenna fell off the roof again, but of course it's just a temporary. It was just a temporary setup, anyways. Strong enough magnetic bond, so I'm gonna try another plan. But I gotta wait for some parts to come in. So at least it's a good test. If it doesn't survive the wind, it's not the right solution.
Wasn't you, I take it this UHF, VHF antenna? I thought you were talking about that little ladder antenna that I looked up. It looked like a pretty cool idea. Take that, mount it on like a fiberglass stick or something like that, and like what you put on your bicycle, and put that up there. Nobody will see it. You know, just paint it all brown or something.
Yeah, the solution I was doing is I had like a piece of sheet metal, and I put my 2x4 Comet antenna on the sheet metal, and it worked really good. It's just there's no easy way to secure it up there. So, but yeah, I'm gonna probably do that. I'm probably gonna go back to the N9TAX antenna. I just didn't have a good way to like mount it. It's gotta be like away from the structure. It can't be like against the wall or anything. It's really fussy with the SWR, and it has no gain on it too. That's the other thing. It's like a neutral gain, unity gain antenna. So you actually lose some, you know, signal when you're doing, especially 70 centimeter. So, but I'm gonna try an idea. I'm gonna clip one of my gutters. It's light enough where I think I can just clip it to the gutter on the second story and try make up for the fact that it's only a unity gain.
Yeah. The other thing you could do is, what I do, I just put the damn thing up. I'm also in an HOA, anti-friendly, but mine is on the back gutter. It's probably only going up about 5 feet. So I just pulled it up on the side of the house and got her up about 5 feet. And nobody said anything. So, I mean, you really have to look for it to see it, too. And, you know, and if you paint everything kind of like the same color as the house, nobody notices it. So I think that'll get you where you want to be.
Yeah, and I've got a Comet GP3 sitting in the basement right now. I was actually thinking about painting it the same color as the siding and putting it out there, but if I could put an outdoor antenna, it would be easier just because I can run the coax from the outside of the house, but I do want to eventually put it in the attic, similar to what Dakota's doing. It's just the problem is running the cable. I don't want to drill a hole to the exterior. I was thinking the easiest way would be to drill a hole to the exterior of the house and run the coax down. They won't say anything about coax. If they have an antenna poking out the roof line, they'll say something, but I don't think they'll say anything about coax. So I don't know. We'll see. Right now I'm just doing temporary solutions until I just do the right thing, go in the attic and mount it.
Yeah, I have another crazy idea too that I thought about. You know, but you know how you got your vent pipes on the top of your house. You know, it's a little late now, but you could add a vent pipe added in. You know, and then just have the antenna go through the vent pipe and straight up, and maybe nobody would notice it that way either. You know, just have the vent pipe come up, let's say 2 foot or 3 foot, and then put the antenna right in the center of the vent pipe and run that up. So maybe that might work too. It'd be a good way to incognito it.
Well, they didn't make the roof so steep. I could go out and climb on the roof, and I wouldn't mind. But with all the builders and being able to do those prefabricated trusses, they got all these weird sharp angles. And I've seen how a construction worker do it. They just take a bucket truck, and they just go on the bucket truck, and that's how they put the shingles on and everything. So it's like, oh, that's an interesting idea. Or what they do is they, like, put a harness at the top of the roof,
like they screw it into the roof, and then they have they're like hanging from the ropes.
Well, you're gonna have to start talking to people out of the area, though.
I don't have a tower to climb. And anyway, the people out of the area, I have no problem talking to them. I just have problems when they link two systems together.
Stuff linked here that you probably don't know about.
I don't need to know about restaurants that are going on in Traverse City. I'm good.
Morning, Wally.
Hey there, bud. What's up?
I'm in the coffee line, so my signal's kind of weak. I apologize, but it's been a little under the weather. I got jet flu. I hate flying sometimes, especially these short little planes that they don't take care of very well. And so I ended up with a cold that could kill a horse. So how's it going? You going to participate this weekend in the set?
I'm not sure. Be doing something. Tower worker. Who knows? Sure, I'll be doing something. Yeah, 80 degrees down here by Sean's neck of the woods making a delivery today.
Very good. You guys got time for lunch?
Depends on if there's any trucks here in front of me. I'll can let you know here in a couple minutes when I get there.
Hey, Sean, you listening? You might have a busy day today, too, radio-wise. The commander-in-chief is coming into town, so you might be having to make sure everything is working.
What I miss?
Free lunch.
Ooh, mine's just about to go in the microwave.
SWR is in town, and he's near you, and depending how long he has to get staged, he might have chance or time waiting to see what he says.
You say Jeff's buying lunch for everybody?
Well, I didn't hear that part of the conversation, but you're closer to the repeater than I am.
I didn't hear that either. I knew he was coming in town. Where's he going today?
I heard Macomb College in 12 Mile.
They got that area shut down then.
Yeah, as far as I know, 12 Mile High. So I've got people down there and empty shop up here, so I'm going to just eat my brown bag.
Yeah, I'm over here in the corner of the county, so it'll have to be next time, Mr. Jeff.
I guess he's out of the area for you guys, eh?
No, he's nearby. Just that Sean's going to have a busy day. You've got to make sure all of his I's and S and P's and Q's and everything else are flawless. So he's part of the deal, too.
I lost Wally, that 12 Mile, and what were the colleges?
I think it's Hoover. Sean might know better, but I think it's Hoover. 12 and Hoover. Is that where it's at, Dave? 12 and Hoover? 12 and Hayes? Somewhere like that?
No, that's out of my area.
going to keep him running. You don't want to be anywhere near that. I'm sure he's probably coming in Detroit Metro.
You know, he could also come in Southbridge. They can handle his jet as well. So, either one. But that one nobody's heard. So, you would think, you know, if you're in job of protecting the person, no matter what side of the political fence you were on, you know, you would opt for Southbridge because you can control your crowd there.
Yeah, that's so very true.
Either way, whichever way he goes, east or west, 94 is going to be a mess. And I think they're closing 696. I don't know if you heard about that one yet, Jeff. They're closing 696 here shortly, too, both ways, for a long time.
I thought they already had the...
Yeah, they closed it one direction. They closed it eastbound, I think. Yeah, they closed it eastbound. And I heard in another week or so they're going to be closing it westbound for a while, too. They got all those bridges they have to rebuild. That's what the reason for the closures are.
Man, doesn't seem like that highway's that old.
You would think so, but they sure do work on it a lot. And I know that bridge where they tried to turn it into a park, I think over there in Oak Park, I know that that has a lot of pieces that need attention. I had overheard on the radio that a lot of that water that's draining through and ice is falling on cars in the winter, that's going to be a big part of the project. So you have to close the highway almost completely, you know, to redo that bridge. So, but yeah, you're right. It just amazes me on the perpetual working of the roads. You would think by now, I mean, I'm not a road guy by any means, but you would think by now that they would have that at least figured out for our weather environments, our load environments, things of that nature. I mean, I'm driving on County Line right now, and it's a freaking mess. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you wouldn't even want to drive a motorcycle down this thing or a bicycle or anything else, you know, swimming in, you know, it's a car lane, blah, 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 blah. But these roads are just, they just don't stop. Even our subdivision, they went so far as to concrete it, and the thing didn't last 15 years. So then they went and shaved it, which I thought was pretty cool, and then put asphalt on top of it. So hopefully that'll be the solution. But yeah, it's we got some roads that definitely don't hold up very long.
That's for sure. There's a lot of construction going on. Last couple of years was 75 and 23, and I don't know. Just doesn't seem to end.
I will say 75 is nice to drive down now. I can't complain about that. So, okay, sir, I'm going to let you go. I'm on Radiance Drive, so I'll get ahead towards the office, and I'm sure there's going to be 1,000 questions because I've been kind of playing hooky a little bit today, and including not answering the phone, so I'm sure there's a bunch of things that need attention. I'll be clear. SWR, NAKPP, see you, Sean. We got to go try that place that I sent you a picture of yesterday. That looked really good. It was really good. Basically, they give you all these meats and you boil them in soup right there at your table. So it was great. Korean barbecue, but it's not really barbecue. It's boil it in soup. Chat later, everyone. And then KPP. Oh, Dave, see you too. Good luck with your antenna. Let me know what you decide.
All right, Wally. Have a good day. Yeah, place of... Sean took me a while back on 59 there. That was pretty good. Someday maybe get back in there. Really enjoyed that. Enjoy the sunshine. Talk to you later. Keep it SWR.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees.
NHKPP.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 81 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 81 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
Here comes the rain. Anyone out there can give me a signal check, see if they hear me on 2.5, maybe it's here.
I can hear you just fine, KBATR. This is KF80WL. You're coming in strong. The first transmission you had an echo, but the second one didn't seem to have that.
Okay, I'm sorry, who was that? And can you switch over to the 2.5 and see if you can hear the repeater okay? I'm not sure where you're at.
Oh, yeah, I probably can't switch over to that. I'm off the BERT repeater up in by Bertrand.
Okay, very good. Anybody in the local area here can come over to 2.5.
This is N1KRD. I just switched over to the 2.5 if you want to come back again and see if I can give you a report.
Okay, where are you right now?
Mobile in Huntington Woods near Coolidge between 10 and 11 miles.
All right, you're good and solid. A little noise on you, not much. How are you hearing the machine?
Yeah, it sounded good to me. A little bit of very light static, but I'm in a kind of a wooded area, so that might explain a little bit of that.
Okay, sounds good. I just got to run another test here, and I'm done. So hopefully you'll be back in the air. Permanently, for at least for a while. ABAPR, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. M1KRD, I'll be listening.
What are you doing, Phil? NAKPP.
Putting my repeater back on the air. where are you on?
County Line Road, basically New Baltimore by the high school.
Yeah, I doubt you'll hear it over there. I don't know if you have 2.5 in your radio or not. It might be fun to check. Okay, I gotta take it down for a minute here to test something. Back in a little bit, maybe up here.
Get ready for the rain, Wally. It's coming your direction.
WAFU-ABATR.
Hey, Phil, were you looking for me again? NAKPP.
No, I was just looking for Sean, actually, see if he could hear the machine where he is. But I think everything should be okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many microlinks it's going through, but it sounds pretty good. He's over here, and I'm on the Richmond repeater, so I can give you that analysis. It sounds pretty good on the Richmond repeater.
Yeah, okay. Well, the audio, I think we can get straightened out. I just want to make sure. Let me switch over to FBI and tell me how my audio compares. I know the signal's not going to be the same, but hold on. I'm switching now.
November 8, X-ray Zulu.
Okay, audio.
Sorry, we doubled. Go again.
Say it again.
I said, I'm sorry, we doubled. Go again.
Okay, I just want to get an audio check here to him. I'm direct on 2.6, so I'm going to switch to the other machine. Hold on. Now I'm on my machine. Hopefully the audio should sound comparable.
Audio significantly better on your machine. Readable on both. Full scale on the meter, but you had a lot more crackle on the FBI.
Yeah, that I knew. RF-wise, it wasn't going to be as good, but I'm just concerned about the quality of the audio. All right. Sounds good. I'm just about back home, so I'll probably see you on Saturday. Catch you later. ABAPO.
November 8 X-ray Zulu.
2.6, when you were direct, it's significantly down from the audio when you're on the 2.5.
Well, if it matters, I'm on a Hancock inside my house right now, and it sounded about the same level of audio.
Okay, I'm sorry, you were a lot lower than Wally was audio-wise. Where are you? Which machine are you going through?
I'm on a handy talkie inside the house at 13 and Van Dyke in Warren. I'm going to the FBI machine.
Okay, that time you're much better. You must have got up on the mic. yeah, give me another call. I want to switch between the two and see how it sounds. Give me like a 10 count.
This is November 8, X-ray Zulu, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
his audio is really low.
2, 1.
Phil, what are you looking to do, Phil? W8FU.
I put the repeater back where it belongs. Yeah. I'm just checking to make sure everything's still got the good levels and everything. I didn't mess anything up.
Right, I understand that. Okay, I understand completely what you're doing. And here's the thing. When you switched over to the 2.6, you were lower than when you were coming through the 2.5. So what do you want to accomplish? Tell me what you want to do, and I'll tell you what's going on. You sound real good right now coming in on the 2.5. Good audio level, good and strong.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that. You're listening on the 2.6, though, right?
Yes, I am, but when you switched to the 2.6 directly, you were significantly down, so almost to the point where I wonder if I got something going on over here.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was talking to Wally, and I listened to 2.6. He's pretty low, too, compared to what I'm hearing on 2.5. It's possible. Can you hear the repeater at 2.5 where you're at?
I don't know. I'm way up here by the shop at Mount Clemens, and I could fuddle around, but I don't even know if I have it in the radio here, my work radios.
Oh, okay. It's showing, it's getting 60 watts out of the duplexer, which is kind of what I expected. So, hopefully everything's good now. And this thing just hums along and doesn't give me any more grief. It's like having a child.
All right, I can hear it quite well. I'm at Cass and Gross, but I can hear it quite well.
Excellent. Okay, very good. All right, putting it to bed. If it behaves, you can get it supper. All right. So, I'm just about back home. Okay, catch you later. Thanks for all the help. ADAP here.
WNFU.
K-A-B-B.
It's time to go home. Can't say that. It is time to go home, and I am doing just that. And hello, Don.
I think I doubled with Dave, and I was asking the same thing. So drive safe. I think the storms are through here now.
Yeah, it skirted north of us, so we didn't have much, but I heard Waterford got pretty impressive winds.
I was here working from home today, and it was exciting. Anyhow, Dave?
Yeah, it just skirted through here. I thought it was going to hit us, but it went to the north of us. But we got the winds and then some rain, and then it was over. Hey, Dave, how are you operating right now? Are you RF on the 2.6 or what? Yeah, I'm RF right now into Mount Clemens. Why, is it horrible? Don, how are you operating? What's your status right now?
I am on an old ICOM handheld in my family room on Phil's repeater.
Okay, and how does Dave and I sound to you, audio-wise?
Dave's a little lighter than you, and you were a little lighter than Phil just was when he was in here.
All right, I think I got I've got a local repeated audio problem, because Dave is very, very quiet through the listening to the transmitter. I don't think that's manifesting on your end. And the other gentleman that was in there testing with Phil was really light too, and I'm guessing that I'm very light today compared to you. Is that correct, Dave?
I can add a comment.
Go ahead.
Sorry to be that guy. So, Sean, just now on your transmission, if I flip between the Warren repeater and Phil's repeater, you're louder on Phil's repeater. Your audio sounds about right, maybe just a hair light. But on the Warren output, it's pretty light. And yeah, that other station was hard to hear, actually. Very, very light. So, anyhow, sorry about jumping in. Dave?
I need to shout into my microphone. How's this?
Well, unfortunately, it sounds like there's a limiter in there anyway, so it's holding it back, but I get the idea. Yeah, and Dave just now was lighter on the Warren repeater than he is on the West Bloomfield repeater. Kind of the same thing that's happening on your end, Sean. So I think I know what you're thinking, and I think you might be right.
Yeah, I've got some sort of repeat audio issue or something. It's really, really light through the repeater, so I'm going to have to figure that out. Maybe I'll just try bumping it, do a reboot, see if that helps it. But don't know why. I mean, have to check into that. Yeah, Don, you sound good to me. You sound perfect audio level. But I'm guessing you're going in a Phil's machine.
Yeah, I'm just on a handheld, so I'm doing RF direct into Phil's machine from here.
Yeah, and I'm kind of cheating a little bit. I'm doing a cross-band repeat type thing, so I wonder if, you know, I might be lowering my volume by doing that.
Well, I wouldn't just draw the plane. It always works to blame the repeater. Sean?
So, hang loose for a few, but I got to find some place to pull over here.
I'm going to jump out and get back to work. I just heard repeater stuff, so I had to jump in. I'll catch you guys later. Dave, KBB.
All right, there was a double there, but okay, Don's got work to do. We'll catch you later. And Dave, hold on a second. If you could, I'll be back in a couple minutes. I got to see if I can log into the thing and reboot it.
Hey, standing by. Okay, David.
W8EAP.
Yeah, hold on, Eric. Dave, are you there now?
Yes, KF8S.
All right, I'm not sure it's 100%, but it sounds better, I think. Anyhow, I'll have to monkey with my...
Going on, Eric.
I just wanted to check on the HOIP phone. So this isn't going to help.
No, it's all repeat audio. Everything going out to the network and everything coming in. You know, it's all good. The only thing is just what gets repeated out is pretty light. But interestingly, what's coming in from the network is going out fine. So it's just what's going coming in on the local receiver. So... And I think I have that. I think I have RX Boost on, and it pumped all the way up, and it's still, if I'm not mistaken, I got to double check that.
So just to let you know, I'm on UMP, not on 2600. I'm on UMP.
Oh, that's interesting. You're pretty light there, huh? All right, well, I'm not going to try to troubleshoot while I'm trying to drive. So I'll figure it out when I get home. But there's something not right being transmitted by the 2-6. Eric sounds good on the HOIP phone, so, and Phil sounded really good, and Don sounded really good, but you're very, very light. So, and I don't think it's necessarily you, but that doesn't make sense then. Because those are all the same path, the same audio path.
Well, just for fun, now I'm going directly into the repeater. Before I was doing a cross-band repeat. Now I'm going in direct.
Yeah, it still seems light. Eric, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, well, enough on all that. I'm not going to troubleshoot while I'm driving, as I said. So it just starts to get confusing. All right, leave it at that. Deal with it when I get home.
Roger that, KF8S. in the area.
W8EAP, back to work.
Whiskey 3, November, Lima, Sierra. Whiskey 4, X-ray, Echo Delta. W3, LNS, 34XED.
100 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees.
Crank the volume on my radio because I can barely hear you. I wonder why.
I have my theories, but I'm not allowed to say it.
Okay.
I'm going to anger the people outside the area.
Someone's always mad about something.
Anyways, all the weather's through here. Now the cleanup.
Yeah, it was nice enough to come in and cause my building to brown out and knock out half of my system. So I spent the last, I don't know, when did that come through, 45 minutes ago? I've been running around like a Chinese fire drill getting everything back up online.
Hopefully you got the critical stuff on UPS's.
Yeah, Oliver, our infrastructure was fine. It was all the, you know, the signage and the displays and, you know, this video wall, that video wall, and they're all manual configuration because the way they're set up, so it wasn't like I could just turn it back on and they were good. And they're all ran by PCs, so, uh-oh. What is going on here? Telling me it's going to take forever to get home, and I just saw a utility truck burning off the shoulder here on Hall Road westbound.
Yeah, probably some down wires, I'm guessing.
All the lights out at Plank.
I got to undo one of my things. Be back. Okay, Beta.
NA DBS, standing by.
I get those little bike hooks in my garage because I just basically, I didn't think anybody was going to ride these old bikes. And then we had a play date where kids came over, and I had them all stacked in the corner because I'm organizing my garage.
I had, I didn't have the rope ones, the pulley ones, but I did have the rubberized hooks, the screw-in hooks at my old house, and they were super, super good for getting stuff up out of the way. I actually wish I could still do that, but I have, like, I think they're 12 or 13-foot ceilings on my garage, so I can't reach anything without a ladder. But I think I'm going to get some of those hanging rafters and stuff, some stuff up there that I don't use hardly ever, you know, like backpack sprayer and things that you use once or twice a year?
Pretty good idea. And then you could put, you could, if you put a shelf or something, then you could put the hooks underneath the shelf.
Exactly. So I need to get on that, but I've got a laundry list of things that need to get done this spring, and they're going a lot slower than I had hoped.
You know, they say it takes about 2 years to settle into a new house or whatever, because you gotta, not everything's the way you want, and then you change your mind. But yeah, I'm going through a round of that. I have a garage door being weird, not closing right. I have a screen door in the back that you gotta adjust the little wheels on the track. I learned that today. And, you know, some other miscellaneous stuff.
Everything takes time. I hung a TV in the bedroom this weekend and had to relocate power for it, and it's just, now I got shelves I got to hang. She was doing wallpaper on one of the walls in the bathroom or the laundry room, so I don't think you're ever fully settled into a house, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, in about a decade when the kids move out.
Yeah, I already told my wife, I'm like, we are not going to be those parents that have a 24-year-old living with them like my sister is.
Sister still lives with your parents, or she's got a 24-year-old? No, he's got to be, she's not old enough, right?
Right, she's 24, drives my mom's car, lives at my mom's house, eats my mom's food, is on my mom's phone plan, is on my mom's health insurance. And I was like, yeah, no. I left when I was 17. I'm not saying my kids got to leave that early, but, you know, 19, 20, if you're not away at school, you better figure it out and get out.
Not in a hurry to kick them out. I'm just saying, yeah. They just need to have a plan. As long as they have a plan, if they're in college, whatever, you know, then you can live here as long as you're going through school and all that stuff.
Oh, tough talk. You'll let them live there as long as they need.
It's a cycle.
I don't know. I got the food at 17. I'm glad I did because I'm leaching down to both my sisters because of it. They're still on the floor. Don't know how to do anything for themselves.
John.
Yeah, we doubled there. I was going to say, yeah, I had the tough talk too, but my daughter couldn't wait. She was out as soon as she could, pretty much. And my son, he lingered a while. But I never really wanted him out. I wanted him to do well, you know. And I know part of, like, cutting ties and kicking him out on the butt forces him to, you know, sink or swim. But, yeah, you know, as a parent, you'll soften up on that a little bit. As needed, or you won't need to, and then it'll be, you can go to your grave thinking you'd have sent them out on their cold, in the cold.
I just thinking maybe
I didn't have a choice. I graduated from high school, and it was either take a scholarship and go play lacrosse in Maryland, which I did, and hated it, and transferred, or go to Ferris State, which is where I transferred to. There was no option of coming back home. And then even I came home, the first summer I graduated, I came home for, I think it was less than 2 months. And they were like, you need to get an apartment, you need to get out. And I love my parents, we're super tight, which is the funny thing. Like, it wasn't like, we hate you, get out of our house. It was like, you need to figure your shit out, get out of the house.
Yeah, it does promote a certain amount of sufficiency.
Pedal on my bike. Ow. There we go.
Sean, did the volume just kick down on these repeaters? I feel like I have it, like, at 89% here.
Just the 2.6. Is that what you're on now? Because you're good and loud. What about me? Am I okay?
Yeah, Warren seems okay. It seems a little bit quieter, but it's not as bad. When I was on UMP, it was like I had my volume almost all the way up. So I don't know what's up with that or if it's me or what's going on.
Yeah, we had some issues earlier. Phil was trying to adjust his repeater. He just put it back online, and I noticed things were kind of wonky, and I'm not sure what. I've been driving, and I just stopped at the store, but I haven't gotten home yet. I mean to sit down and, you know, maybe I'll log in and generate some tones and see what's what. But there's something going on. I don't know what it is. And, yeah, Dave's been really light in the UMP all day. Or, well, since I left work. And I don't know how we are coming back, but, yeah, there's something. I don't know what.
For some reason that they're needing retuning. I know that's not reality, though.
You doubled a little bit there. Who was the other station with Dakota?
Sorry about that. I keep waiting for you guys to slow down. It's a great conversation. It's been Whiskey 8, Golf India, Oscar. Just caught the tail end of the kid conversation. And with one that just graduated college and one that I'm going to pick up this weekend from Clemson, I will say that the nice thing when they're home is the fridge has food in it, if you know what I mean.
Then if you got a pool in the backyard, they bring their girlfriends home.
See, there's benefits. There really is benefits.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Ben. Got Dakota and Dave out here as well. I'm just on my way home, stopped at the store to get a few little odds. And as I went to the store yesterday, I have this shopping list that we share between us. And, whenever my wife puts something on it, you know, it updates on my phone. And then when I go to the store, I just bring it up. And I tell her, I says, if I go to the store, if it's not on that list, and I come home and you say, did you get this or did you get that? If it wasn't on the list, I didn't get it. And if I didn't bring it home, it wasn't on the list. So yesterday I go out, I get everything on the list. I come once in, she goes, you didn't get butter. I said, it wasn't on the list. Yes, it was. I go, no, it wasn't. Why would I have not gotten it if it was on the list? You know, so anyhow, so I had to go back today and go get this stuff. Oh, man. Anywho, who else deals with that? Let's see. We haven't heard from Dave in a while, then over to Dakota. Oh, no, we got to get Tom in. Tom, then over to Dave, then over to Dakota, then back to Ben.
I feel for you, Sean. It's the same way. I go and get what's on the list, and she goes, did you get this? I'm like, no, it wasn't on the list. She says, well, can you go get it? I'm like, no, it's 15 minutes away. Forget it. Get it on the next shopping day. And my coworker, Brad, who's standing here next to me, he's laughing his dear ear off listening to this conversation because his wife is the same way. KCA, KCO, off to the next.
Alrighty, I'm going to sit back for a little bit just because it's very windy and you're just going to hear a bunch of wind noise. So I'll be listening off to Dakota, KF8S. I'll be on the side.
I used to have a shared list with my wife, and I thought it was, like, the handiest thing ever, and then I don't know what happened, but I don't go to the grocery store anymore. I got lucky. But there's a flip side to that, to where I'm at her mercy of what comes home. And sometimes I open the fridge with the covers, and I'm like, what do you want me to eat?
Yeah, that's me as well. Also, too, I found that if you take the list, but you embellish and pick up stuff, impulse buy, you don't have to do as much shopping thereafter. It actually works out in my favor.
There you go. I'd like to get to, like, a happy medium. I'd like to start doing more online, get more of it. I told my wife, I said, look, I go, if you say, oh, I need Kleenex, go get it off Amazon. It's as cheap as you're going to find it. You'll have it on the porch the next morning. Let's do more of that, you know, paper products, things like that. And, and then I'll just go for, like, the expendables, you know, lunch meat, bread, milk, you know, butter, you know, stuff like that. And I do like going to the store because, you know, like I picked up some sushi today. And so, you know, I wouldn't get to do that. And I wouldn't do CC through Amazon, I don't think. You know, so I do like going, but it's nice to be able to go and just get, like, those little, you know, bread, milk, eggs, things like that. And then, you know, and then the other stuff, you know, we switched to Chewy for dog food, you know, many moons ago. And, oh, God, I hated that. You know, not because I love buying, you know, stuff for my animals and my pets and that, but it just seemed like when I went grocery shopping, it just put the emphasis on just, I had two huge dogs, two cats, and it would just put the emphasis on just how much it cost me. And I don't care, but it's just like, oh, I hated that part. So, you know, I get out of there and it's like, you know, all the money we're spending on this animal food. I just do it on Chewy now. It's out of sight, out of mind. And they're great. They deliver everything fast as lickety-split. So, over time. But then, circling back on the kids conversation, so you got any hard fast rules, you know, about the, you know, GTFO, or is it like, yeah, whatever, you know, I mean, benefits aside, you got any, I'm guessing that you figure they'll probably have enough tools that they'll be, you know, that it will just work itself out. But, yeah, I didn't really have any hard fast rules of mine. It worked out with one, it didn't work out with the other. It was there a little longer than I expected. So, you know, but when it comes back around. Anyhow, Tom, over to you. I think we're on groceries or booting the kids to the curb. Your choice. Fielder's choice or both.
Well, my son moved out last July, and he's closing on his house with his girlfriend this week. Daughter is 27. She's still with me, but she's saving up funds, and she shares some of the wealth in regards to, you know, satellite and internet and, you know, food and stuff like that, and dog food, because she has her dog in her house. But she's working on moving out with him in the next year, if not sooner, so we'll see how that goes. Off to the next case.
Yeah, for sure. WATIO, Ben, Rochester. John, it's weird. So my oldest graduated from Marquette in May of last year. So he's been home almost a year. Our rule was we pay for 3 years, they have to pay for the fourth year. And while I saved for Grand Valley tuition, they both ended up going out of state, costing us an arm and a leg, right? So both have, you know, pretty good chunks of student debt. So I'm not really opposed to having them around. I know when we were empty nest, the fridge was empty, and we were just like, you know, pick and choose whatever. Julie and I never really had any kind of plan, it seemed. But when the boys are home, there's tons of food in the fridge, and you know, I love my kids. They're great. There'll come a point, I'm sure, where it's like, yeah, GTFO. But for now, I'm good with it. Number two kid, we're going down to Clemson. Actually, on Friday, I got to drive down with a flatbed trailer to go trailer one of his cars back. And Julie's flying down to help him clean his apartment because he's incapable. We don't want to leave him for 4 months in the summer heat down there with the just stuff all over the place. But, yeah, it's a kiss my tea. You hope they figure it out. I was like Dakota. I was out when I was 18, and I had paid for my school myself and did everything else. But at this point, you know, I love them too much. I love having them around, and they'll figure it out. But if they start becoming a burden, I have no issues whatsoever giving them the Heisman. But anyway, so that's that. Back really quick on the 26. I was picking you guys up on my stubby antenna here in the truck, loud and clear in Birmingham. So, and I'm at Crooks in 59 right now. So, and I've only got the little antenna, and it seems like you guys are coming in great. I'm not having any volume issues on 26.
Go ahead, Dakota. Maybe it's just the extra noise from the wind because it's 23 mile an hour gusts right now, and the truck just sounds like it's in a wind tunnel. But I have, I don't know, maybe it's that where it's usually at. I don't know. I don't pay attention to it too much, but it just seemed like it was a little quiet when I initially got in the truck, but who knows, it's probably fine. And yeah, Ben, I'm still paying off my freaking student loans and had my first apartment and all that stuff, and yeah, I don't know. I don't want to, you always say, the rule of thumb is you want to give the kids a better life. I also want to prepare my kids for the best, so
Charlie, got it?
Alrighty. Yeah, so you're in that spot. You're probably ready to transition, Dakota, but, you know, that's okay. We don't judge. Yeah, I think that if they're going to stay a little bit, you know, for a while, you know, a good idea is to, you know, ask for rent. And it doesn't have to be, you know, what it would cost them to live out on their own, because that could be part of the reason they can't get out, because it's just so expensive. But they got to put in some skin in the game. You know, I'd ask for, you know, at least, you know, I'd say at least 500, if not, you know, upwards of a grand. And in the action, say, well, if you're going to stay, you're gonna pay rent. And then you can bank it away for them. And then when they're ready to go, they'll have, you know, like a little nest egg to, you know, put towards something, you know, if that's the situation. But, that's one way you can also get that responsibility thing. I just see so many cases where somebody, you know, a kid's at home and, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I just can't find a job. I just can't this. I just can't that. And they'll spend, you know, 90% of the day on the TV or in the video games or on the computer. You know, something like that, and it's like, yeah, you know, you're not looking the way I learned to look. You know, you got to learn to look desperate. then you'll really go out. You'll turn over every rock. And you'll find something. Anyway, I think it goes. If we're gonna change the order, it's gonna go Tom, then Dakota. But it was Tom, Dakota, then. But I don't really care. Let's keep it the rotation we got now. Let's go Tom, then Dakota. W8FU.
Yeah, Sean, I'm the same way as Julius. And my daughter's still there. She pays some of the bills. You know, she helps out here and there where she can. But I'm not going to break her bank so she can't move out, kind of thing. Now, on the flip side, my coworker here, my buddy, Brad, he was at his house. His son came up and said, Dad, I'm kicking you out of the house. I'm buying it. Go live somewhere else. So literally him and his wife were kicked out of his house in Los Lemons. And, ended up buying a house up in Riley by me. So that was a whole different turn of events. His daughter, well, she said, see you later, bye. She moved out after she went to college. She's married and everything else, I guess. So he's an empty nester. But on the other side, his mother-in-law moved in with him and built an apartment on the back of his house. How's that for a trip? KKKJO off to Dakota. Oh, I got to step off for a minute. I got to check out where I'm at. KKKJO clear for now.
All right, I'll wrap this up. I'm almost done. But, yeah, I mean, you don't want to enable the bad behavior, but you also want them to figure it out, right? So my oldest, you know, he's got a big boy job. He's a mechanical engineer. He's working for a Tier 1 auto supplier in Auburn Hills. He's got a great job. He is paying down his college debt like nobody's business. But the sleeping in till 2 in the afternoon stuff on the weekends is getting a little old. We had a few frank conversations. It's fine, and you know they're going to be gone before you know it, and it just couldn't have them around. So I do appreciate it. Dakota, out of curiosity, did you ever sell that 500?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you all have productive members of society, so that's all the difference, right? I mean, I know I got buddies of mine that still are getting money from their parents, and they're 31 years old, and it's like. Like driving that car that your dad paid half of, like, I just can't wrap my head around that. But I did sell the 500. I just dumped it off to a local Appear guy. He's using it for Aries and I think just portable UHF, VHF. I dumped it for like $350, and I got an FTM 150 RAF in the truck, and I absolutely love the thing. So all's well that ends well.
Well, I think that brings me back in around. So I'm home. I'm going to get inside and drop off the groceries and check in and all that good stuff. And I will be back in here momentarily. It sounded like Ben was getting where he was going. So Tom and Dakota, leaving it with you guys and be back in a bit. W8FU. Tom?
Yeah, I think Tom said he had to jump off for a minute, so I'm almost home as well, so I will catch you guys in this great conversation. Really appreciate it. Dakota, at some point I want to pick your brain on the things that I'm working on from our farm up in Mount Pleasant, so I'll pin you at some point in the future on that one. But with that, Whiskey and Golf is the Oscar. You guys have a lovely afternoon, and 73.
All right, good talking to everybody. I'm almost
animals home too, so I'm going to clear out as well, and I'll probably be back out here in a bit. N8DDF.
Ben, are you still there?
Yes, Roger.
N8DIP, Jack. How you doing, Ben? I haven't heard from you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've been actually traveling a lot. I was in Florida last week on business, and I just seem to have been on the road a lot. But I did hear you out there. I was trying to jump in a conversation. I heard you got your ticket, so congrats, man. Welcome to the dark side.
Thank you, Ben. Anyhow, that's all I want to say. Hi, how are you? And that's all for now. Roger.
Yeah, for sure. Good talking to you, and we'll catch up soon. I got to try and catch up with you guys for breakfast one of these days. Whenever I'm home on the weekend, it seems like every weekend I'm up at the farm. So, anywho, I'll catch you guys later. Whiskey 8 Golf, India, Oscar, clear.
Okay, here you are, Ben. AFA-GRC. KF8DQP, seeing if I can hit the repeater.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 71 degrees.
Yeah, you won't believe this. That storm that went through there took out my stepper.
How so? What do you mean by took out?
A big tree limb fell on it. Busted the end off.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
Yeah, I think it can be repaired. Fortunately, everything was retracted and powered off, so it's just the tubing. I'm probably going to have to rebuild that end.
A double RL insurance or probably not necessary.
Yep, I do have that, and that will cover it. So I just got to find out what's going to cost to fix.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a pain. But you got coverage, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I was at the computer site when this happened, and it rained a little bit, no big deal there. I come home, and there's all kinds of things down the backyard. My wife says, you see what's in the backyard? I went out there and looked, oh, crap. The big, huge branch is laying against my tower, and it went right through the end of the bow tie, basically, and took out that end.
Well, I guess it could have been worse. So, have to see how it goes. But I got to jump out of here. I just heard you call. And I was walking by, but I've got something I have to take care of. I'll be back in a bit. WAW.
Alrighty, catch you later. AT&T.
It does sound pretty, so.
Sir, what was that?
I said your radio does sound pretty.
I've never heard it called pretty before, okay. I'm impressed now.
There you go. Yeah, that storm passed a big punch when it came through. I mean, we were getting pretty significant hail and everything else like that, but it only lasted about 2-3 minutes. Oh boy, I hope this thing isn't very big. I just didn't look at the radar. But she came through with a bang. Our office doesn't have power right now, and they said they're not going to get back till tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon. So we're okay. We got a big generator, so we're fine. She's out there pussing away. It's always good. All right, dude, just wanted to say hi. Have a good evening. NAKPP.
Well, apparently we did have a slight power outage because my light in my office, my fan came on when that only happens when the power glitches. But we have a generator also, but it must have been just a momentary glitch. All right, catch you later. ABAP.
Yeah, I have an older generator. It doesn't tell you if it ran or not. The only way I know is the light on the stove is blinking. And I keep it. I'm quiet and I can't get out.
I'm stuck in traffic and can't move.
You just need to go home when there's no traffic, bro. Yeah, I know, I was just joking. Now I get these people at my work to go in at 6. They go, I get in 3 hours before you, bro. And I'm off at 2:30. Oh, whippy ding for you. We all can't work those hours. We don't want to work those hours. So it's like a big contest. Ooh, the people that get in at 6 a.m., they're more dedicated. F you. Whippy ding? Whoopie ding!
I can say, well, let's see here. I started at 6 o'clock in the morning. I had a 4-hour drive to come back home by 9 after a 5-hour drive with a couple of stops. So wolf something down, go back out 15 minutes later, be home at 3 o'clock the next morning, go to bed to get up at 7 the next day.
I did that for several years back in the day, working at Radio Shack and working at the radio station, doing the remote things and unhooking everything, getting back to the station at 4 o'clock in the morning, had to be out the door by 8 o'clock. I did that for a few years. Oh yeah, I'm done with that.
But sometimes you can't control that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it sucks. Sometimes you can control that, sometimes you can't.
Exactly. I'm on call for you. That's okay for right now. But yeah, that one day, I went up the top. Posse, heard it in the morning, 2 or 3 hours of the work. Grabbed a bite of cheese, drove back down. Got home by between 8 and 9. Just when I sat down, they called me up.
Comet 2x4, and you'll never be out of range. They must be getting close to home.
No, I'm at Telegraph in 12 Mile. I was over at Northwestern in 10. I just moved over to Phil's repeater. How do I sound now?
Well, Phil's repeater still's in the dead spots, for sure. You're sounding great now.
I think Telegraph is like the outer banks, I guess, of Warren. So I'll jump over to Phil's repeater for a bit, and then when I get closer to the northeast side, then I'll move back over between Richmond and Warren, or whatever one pops up in my mind at the time.
You know what would be a useful feature? Instead of stupid APRS, it would be a useful feature for GPS in your radio to, like, switch repeaters when you're going through an area, like based on your geographical GPS coordinates, it would switch to a different channel. Now, that would be a useful use of GPS. Huh. Maybe some radio already has that. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
Oh, that'd be a nice added feature. I mean, I got it on DMR. It says MI5 Rome. So all I'm going to do is hit the mic, and it picks up whatever one is close. But for analog, it's probably going to be a little bit more difficult to do it. Are you joining APRS or what? I'm on there with Wally.
Analog radios can do the same thing. They're just a little different, but they can do it. And if it was just by GPS, how would it know which repeater?
You would pre-program it. When you get in this area, it goes to this repeater. It would be a programmable feature, but yeah. I forgot about the roaming feature. I don't utilize that because I don't roam. I don't roam anywhere where I would hit any different repeaters for MI5, I don't think. I was surprised that N9KOP up in Mayo was in MI5. I did not realize that until the other day.
I guess depending on the type of radio I have, is how the GPS works. If it's in there, I mean, I think that's a neat feature. I'm all for, you know, techie stuff. So, but I don't mind, you know, going between a couple channels. I only got 40 of them on this, on my Alico, and I know exactly who's is who's and what is what kind of thing now.
Oh, great. Now that you said Rome, I got that B-52 song stuck in my head now.
Well, sorry about that. Just remember, you can roam if you want to.
Yep, roam around the world on Top Group 91.
Yeah, I think that actually is a pretty good, one of my favorite songs of them, actually. But yeah, you don't hear it that often. But I think it's in my rotation on one of my music thumb drives, so, for the car. But, yep. Now, I know that some of the higher-end Uniden scanners have a GPS, and it just kind of, when you're driving, it kind of switches over to different systems. I know that. It's an option, though. Everything's an option with a Uniden scanner. It's like a $100 option for DMR, which is crazy.
FYI, we have a few MI5 engineers up north. We got Mayo, Hackleberg, Indian River, and we also have one in Harbor Springs. We have some here.
Went to the CMN.net looked up all the UHF listings there, got all those programmed into my radio. Wally set me up with the MI5 DMR, and I just keep going through and hit the repeaters as I go. I've hit the main one. I've hit the one in Danville, heading out towards Grand Rapids. You know, but I travel a lot here and there, depending on the week or the month or what the situation is, kind of thing. So, besides that, I carry an open spot once in a while with a modem. That way, at least I'm on MI5 through DMR that way. But with the roaming on the Motorola, I put that back at the house where it belongs.
Yep. Yeah, I have all that in my code plug. I just don't have those channels in my zone. But yeah, I have all that. Someone made a... Whoever I got this code plug from has thousands and thousands of systems in it. It's just ridiculous. So I just, you know, selected certain ones for my zones. But yeah, if I can make another zone. You know. Anywho, I got to call Jack. So I'll be back in a bit. WAEAP.
I'll be here on the side. KACAKGO. Yep, and I'm still here driving.
My Bill's repeater, I'm going to switch back over.
Okay, I didn't get all that, but I'll say okay.
Anything, and Jack would say, Roger?
DMRS to see if I heard anything chirp up from them. Didn't hear anything there either. Oh, got a phone call. Be right back. KACKGO.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
625.
Okay, if 80 well.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 62 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 58 degrees.
Around the sweatshirt, didn't golf very well at all, so
Yeah, that was my night. Chunking some irons around, but that was about it.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Golf's all about, you get one or two good shots a year that keeps you golfing, and then the rest of the time you're like, why can't I hit that shot that I shot a little bit ago? Yeah, it's like 45 degrees here now where I'm at. I'm up in Bird's Run here.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine lives in Taymouth, which is just a little west of Bird's Run there. So I imagine it's probably just cold for him. That's funny that it's that much of a difference. I'm leaving Clarkston now. I'm heading back into Burton up by Flint. But, yeah, it's amazing how much of a difference there is in temperature.
Yeah, I'm actually west of town. I'm in Taylor Township. But, it was really warm today, but then the last like 3 hours it's tanked. Wife's got to bring in their tomato plants. She bought a bunch of tomato plants the other day, and now she's got to bring them in. It's supposed to be 32 degrees tonight. They got frost warnings.
Yeah, I'd have to say this is probably my least but also favorite time of spring. Just kind of wish it would ease into the high temperatures instead of giving us, you know, 80 one day and then 40 the next. It is not fun.
Well, it is still April, so I think it's probably been early for the 70, 80 degree stuff that we had the last couple days.
Yeah, you're not kidding there. You're right. I guess I should be thankful for the warm days that we do get, since I spend a lot of time outside while I'm at work. I've been thankful for the warm days, that's for sure. Looking forward to the solid warm days and the long nights. Summer is one of my favorite seasons right next to fall.
Yeah, I'm actually debating whether we got a little morel mushroom patch that likes to come up on the side of our yard. It's the only one around here, and like, should I pick those things tonight? Because it's supposed to get pretty close to freezing. Maybe I should go pick those things before they get wrecked.
Yeah, as thin as they are, might not be a bad idea. I mean, are they a decent size, worth picking to eat?
Oh, yeah, definitely, but it's always just this little patch, you know. They always say, where there's one, there's more, but there are no others around here. I've scoured this woods where I'm at, and it's just one little patch. It just comes up every year. We always get enough just for one meal for two people. That's what we get. It's like a, you know, 8, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 mushrooms or so, varying sizes. But, you know, those things shrink to nothing when you cook them. So you need a whole bunch of them to make a meal. But, yeah, we always get enough just for one meal for two.
Yeah, that's a favorite pastime of mine. I've been meaning to get up to my buddy's house at this time right now and go scour his woods, too. He lives off of Bell Road, a little 35-acre chunk there. And I've never gotten up there this time of year, but we're talking about turkey hunting, too, so I should probably get up there and do both, hunt morels and turkey.
Yeah, I got you on that one. Yeah, the turkeys are running around here. We see the turkeys. They're coming around. Some of the deer are coming around, starting to grow their horns again too. So, but yeah, not hunting them till the fall again, of course.
Yeah. That's probably one of the reasons I love fall so much, get to sit out in the woods and just enjoy it. I did see some nice ones out there. Got a couple good ones on camera, but only at night. But, yeah, definitely. I'll be checking pictures now looking for antler sprouts. That's always fun to watch them start off as little nubs and then kind of work their way up to full-blown velvet antlers. And then once they go through their whole rubbing phase, it's all really a neat thing to watch.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. It's pretty interesting. I watch it all the time. Yeah, they're starting to come in now. They just got little nubs. It's actually pretty interesting this year. There's a couple of deer that were still holding on to their antlers till like early March. It was really weird. And yeah, then they dropped them, but yeah, now they're starting to regrow them again. And they just got the little velvets on the top, and you can tell the bucks and the does on the cameras when they come in, the pictures. A couple little nubs up there is like, oh yeah, they're going to grow. That's a buck. Yeah, I can hear the voice, but you're breaking up pretty bad. I can't tell what you're saying. KF80WAV.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.
No, it's actually in between movies three and four. Four was when they got the plans to the Battlestar, and Princess Leia gave it to them in episode four. And then Rogue One was, them getting the plans. So this would be before Rogue One. So it'd be in between episodes 3 and 4 in the movies. This was happening, and then, yeah, you get it. You know what I'm talking about. Anywho, I'm home. WAVAV.
Evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
NAWT. How's it going, Mike?
All right. How you doing?
Doing okay. Sorry I missed you when you brought the trailer back. I had a meeting in the conference call I was on this afternoon, so it must have been done.
No stress. I had Jamie with me. We dropped it. We drove away from it. It rolled about 10 foot. We pushed it back in by hand and stuck a rock under one of the tires. Apparently, I didn't have enough tongue pressure down on the ground to hold it in one spot.
Whoops.
Kind of what I said. So, if you keep seeing these crashes on your driveway, that explains them.
Get the stuff you needed to move?
Yep. Yeah, we got everything's load done. I still got two tractor tires to move and haul, but I'm not in a hurry to do them. That'll be like, you know, next week or something.
Yep. Did you do anything with your carport thing?
Opened the box, looked at all the sheets. All the sheets of steel.
When are you going to start on that project?
Tomorrow. Just a maybe. I don't know what time the container's getting here tomorrow. Jamie said if I come out and got him, he'd come out and give me a hand. He likes helping me. He learns. That's what he tells me. I like coming out and helping you. I like coming out and helping you, old man. He says, you teach me a lot. I need to learn.
That sounds like a good kid.
Yeah, he is. He come home and we worked on his chainsaw. Yeah. He put the new little primer ball in it and stuff and still couldn't get it to run. I said, I tell you what, there's one more attempt. I says, we'll go online and we'll order a new carburetor for it. I says, we'll put a new carburetor on it. If that doesn't solve the problem, it's time for you to find a different chainsaw.
Yeah? Did you order it yet? Last time I looked for a carburetor, it was for like a weed whacker. I think the carburetor was like $6.
Yeah, I went all out. I ordered a $20 one. It come with a new spark plug, new air filters, new primer ball, new fuel line, new fuel filter.
Well, hopefully that'll do it. The last few times I've had to do it, it's always wound up being the fuel line turned to mush, collapsed, came apart, whatever.
Yeah, it was the first thing we changed out is all the fuel lines on it. We did that. We did that a couple weeks ago. It's been a couple weeks since he's been out here. You know, me being the idiot that I am, I have, you know, a bit of all that little itty-bitty fuel line in stock because, you know, people are always saying, can you look at this?
Yeah, I did that with that little Woodchuck chainsaw that I had that I pretty much gave up on. I don't know. I'll get back to it one of these days. Changed all the fuel lines because they were basically just all came apart. Chainsaw wouldn't run. Pain in the butt, but I got new fuel lines in it. Got it started, ran, and then it quit running. Couldn't get it started. Tried starting fluid, tried everything, wouldn't run. Then came back a couple days later, started right up and ran. And then quit again, and that's kind of where it's at. I'm not sure what's wrong with it.
whenever it's losing spark if it runs a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but yeah, maybe I got a wire that's loose or something. There is, I think, an on-off switch on there.
Yeah, sometimes the way they do on-off switches on those chainsaws is just pretty funky, you know.
Yeah, this was a cheap chainsaw I bought new many years ago. It's got me out of a lot of jams, but, you know, it's a tiny little thing. It works, but I really like my new saw.
The wife's going to join us tonight or not. Last night she said she turned it up, heard us talking, heard we were having a good conversation, and turned it back down.
Oh, I'm listening. KCAQIW.
How's it going, Carrie? How's work?
Well, sorry, yawning. Just got done doing a job change, so I got the machine up and running and ran out the door.
Well, at least you got your job change in that you were talking about, huh?
Yeah, I knew when I got thinking about it, I knew I'd get it at some point, so, yeah. It's all good. Day shift will get the next one, and it will be already up and running by the time I walk in there tomorrow.
I didn't get out much today, but it seemed like it was a pretty nice day.
Well, you didn't miss much earlier today. It was pretty hot. It was like that up to like 84 degrees. I think it started cooling down, and I'm not really sure, but I can tell you it started cooling down at work about 9 o'clock, so, you know.
It was funny, Sharon. I said that, Sharon was just telling me, well, you weren't out when it was early, and, you know, earlier when it was all hot and everything, and you mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of glad when it cooled down a little bit in there. Upstairs was, I had problems with heater once. I did spend the really hot part of the morning today when I got in there up on the third deck most of the time, and it was blazing up there. In the summer, it gets about 130 in there, so, yeah, it's fun.
Sharon says, don't forget your neck fan.
Oh, yeah, I still got it.
Keeps it in the back seat of her car. I don't blame her, so if she left it at work, it would disappear.
Yeah, Sharon keeps hers out at the trailer.
I was telling Mike, I don't know, I think yesterday, you know, that 1 week in there when it was over, you know, when it got real hot last summer, you know, I guess 130 or so in there. And I worked every day in that temperature. Well, my sister was having a, oh, girl day at the lake that Saturday. And I texted her and told her, I'm not showing up. Well, she kind of got upset with me. So I called her and told her, look it. I worked at 130 degrees all week. I'm not going to go sit in the sun in another 100-degree day because it just happened to be 100 degrees that day. Oh, I'm not doing it. I'm staying home.
Yeah, we're all nodding our heads here for you. We agree with you.
Bobby, I want to go sweat.
some days when I was working, I'd come home from work and I'd be so worn out. When I got home, I'd put the truck in park and I'd literally fall asleep in the car, and my wife would come out and wake me up and say, honey, you're home, you need to come in the house.
I remember that. You'd have the air conditioning inside the truck full blast. You're just sound asleep.
Holy cow. That was something else.
Well, like she's telling everybody, it was nothing for me to put in 12s, you know. Hour to get there, and then 12 hours there, and an hour to get home. That's 14 hours in the heat. I'd be just, you know, I'd be wiped out, too.
Camper. Yeah, well, it is what it is. We all probably been there at one point or another in our lives.
Yeah, I worked at a factory, a stamping factory in Lansing. It was called Uptilt, I think, back in the day. They did a lot of bumpers and so on. And I was hired in as a die maker's apprentice. And, man, that was some rough work. And that shop was, I mean, they would hire derelicts to run those machines. And it was just the whole place was an accident waiting to happen. Worked long shifts. Being the apprentice, I had the crappiest jobs, die cleaning, die repair. It was just absolutely horrible work.
Well, I'm sure we've all done some shit jobs growing up.
Yeah, that was my first job after getting out of the service. I thought I could, because they had a lot of industrial arts vocational training, I thought that was going to be a good deal for me, but it just really turned me sour on that whole career.
Yeah, during the summer in there, it doesn't even cool down. You stay over and work on midnight shift, it's still, you know, 100, whatever, it just never cools down in the summer.
Yeah, I remember this was bad, too, and I think the worst part about the job was you'd go in early and you'd get out late and you'd never see daylight. It was just horrible.
Yeah, well, working in Whitmore Lake, then I got to drive into the sun all the way to work and then drive into the sun all the way home every day.
Yeah, when I worked in Brighton, that's kind of, I had certain times of the year were like that. I drove east in the morning and west when I got out.
Yeah, yesterday, I think, today's Tuesday, isn't it? Maybe it was Sunday. I don't remember what day it was. Anyways, me and Wifey, we were driving back from the farm store, and I grabbed some stuff, and we got on the expressway in Fowlerville to head back towards Lansing. You know, we're just going to jump on the expressway there and then get back off in Williamston. We looked over at the eastbound side. The eastbound side wasn't even moving. I looked at her, I said, yeah. Damn it. Well, at least it didn't go that way. I got to find my pop. We heard all the lights and sirens and stuff. I don't remember where we were when we heard them, but he said, man, that's a lot of sirens. I said, yeah, it sure is. I said, I wonder where they're at, you know. Yeah, it had to have been yesterday because I got on the expressway and went back toward Lansing, and you went to work.
Yep, that's true. But Sunday when we were heading back from Heartland, we were in the sun.
Yeah,
Yeah, the sirens were on the other side of the expressway.
Yeah, and there's that certain time of day, you know, where you're getting into the sun and nothing helps. You can't get the drive, the visor right. It's kind of bad.
Yeah, they need an extension on some of these visors or like sunglasses or something you could fold down. Because, I mean, like with me, I'm short, so the visor does me absolutely no good, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't miss that drive. I'm glad I was able to work from home the last years of my, you know, work with them.
Well, it would be a good drive from Lansing to Brighton. I mean, yeah.
Well, starting out, it wasn't that bad, but, you know, over the years, the traffic just got worse and worse.
You mean as all the city people move out to the country? Then have to drive back to the city every day to work.
Yeah, you know, it was funny too because sometimes you see the same people. You know, you saw, you just get to recognize people that, you know, obviously doing the same thing you're doing.
I ran the same route so much, and you probably did too, that I could recognize a brand new set of trash going off the road every single day. I would recognize new litter every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, same deal. You get to know all the back roads, too, in case the traffic gets backed up. But, yeah, it was an ordeal.
I'm going to use one of my wife's lines tonight. I'm not going to be long for the world today.
Did you fall asleep in a hot tub?
Not yet. I'm leaning up against it.
The other night, Lance, he kept on, I don't know, he woke me up and told me that this is
four times.
A hot tub.
Four times.
Fell asleep in the hot tub four times?
Oh, I sleep in it quite a bit, actually.
How's your mom doing, Lance?
Sorry, that broke up on me.
I asked how your mother was doing.
She's doing pretty good. She's feeling a little better. She, I talked to her for a little while on the phone, and she was making her dinner, so I let her go eat her dinner. Then she called me back a little while later saying that she, something was wrong with her window. She had her kitchen window open, and she had it propped open with a stick. And somehow, in the process of her, you know, trying to close it, the stick got jammed between the side of the window, between the window and the frame, and she couldn't get it open or close or anything. So I had to drive over there and get it sorted out for her.
Well, I'm glad you got it done.
Does she live close to you guys or no?
Yeah, she's over at Washington and Holmes. She's a couple minutes away. It's not bad at all. But she still lives in the house I grew up in by herself. She's pretty self-sufficient still.
Are you an only child?
That's negative. I've got a brother who's about 3 years younger. He lives in DeWitt, though, so usually for this kind of stuff, I get the duty.
Yeah, I guess you would be closer. That's cool. Alrighty, well, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm in it clear, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. KCUQYW.
Sorry, Carrie. Have a good one. Mike, I'm going to jump off, too. You guys have a good one. And we'll probably talk to you tomorrow. Thanks again for your help with this trailer, Mike. I super appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. NAWOT.
All right, Lance, you have a wonderful night. Take care of the wifey. Carrie, you have a wonderful night, too. I'll talk to you tomorrow night on your way home from work. And it'll be clear.